Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Lucy Porter, and am I being unreasonable to use a toilet brush?
No, you're not, Lucy. I love toilet brushes. I'm Asma Mir, and I'm definitely not being unreasonable to think that cornflakes just taste different these days.
They do, don't they? They're just not the same. This podcast is your definitive guide to one of the UK's most loved and lauded forums, courtesy of Mumsnet.
And Lucy and I come together every week with the help of celebrity and expert guests to celebrate Am I Being Unreasonable and its users.
Sounds more than reasonable to me.
Hello and welcome to the ABU podcast, another romp through everyone's favourite forum. And today we have some amazing threads. Asma, we are going to be talking about little acts of rebellion.
Oh, the littler the better.
The petty things you do to annoy, let's be honest, mainly husbands. It is mainly husbands when they irritate you. My favourite one involves Phil Mitchell, but we'll talk about that later. And we're also going back to the classic threads of Mumsnet and discovering some mother-in-law malapropisms.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can't believe I said malapropisms.
I'm so impressed. I think you're really intelligent now, even more than I already thought. And our A-list adjudicator is going to be the comedian Andy Osho.
Oh, my birthday twin. All that.
I'm glad you told me that.
No, that's clear information. All that coming up now.
Now, Lucy. Mm-hmm. My husband, not my husband, this is the original poster's husband, yes. Absolutely cannot stand Cardi B at all. If she comes on the radio, he will switch it off. If her song is on the TV, he will exit the room or change the channel. Gosh. Now, I don't think she's amazing, but I must admit she has some catchy songs.
She does.
Tunes. My little act of rebellion is when I'm in the car alone, if Cardi B comes on the radio, I will turn it up extremely loud and sing my heart out, even giving the woman herself a run for her money. Grin. So, poster wants to know, what are your little acts of rebellion?
I love this.
I can't imagine you would be petty like this.
No, I mean, I'll tell you later about mine. There's an extensive list. Someone has put, as my git of a DP, just refused to stop watching the football to rescue me from the huge bastard of a spider that was on the bedroom wall, leaving me to deal with it, caught in a glass and released into next door's garden. I love the fact that she's given that little bit of... She or he has given that little bit of, it's like, yes, it was fine. No spiders were harmed in the making of this thread. So they put, I have retreated back up with his last can of beer and a packet of crisps. He absolutely hates food in the bedroom. There may be crumbs scattered.
Oh, God, yes. I can relate.
I know, well, my husband hates eating in the car. So guess who has breadsticks? Now, Asma, we turn to the classics board. And this one absolutely made me roar because I am a fan of language and the funny little quirks and foibles of the English tongue. This original poster said, on a visit to mother-in-law for her birthday, she told her sister-in-law has bought brother-in-law a picnic hamster as a present.
What?
After several silent moments during which darling husband and I tried desperately hard to contain ourselves and not look at each other, she finally announced it was in fact a picnic hamper. Darling husband calmly said, a hamster is a small furry creature. A friend's mother famously told everyone they were having a falcon for Christmas.
Oh, hello.
Turned out to be a capon. Which I'm not entirely sure what a capon is, but
no.
I know it's a bird, isn't it?
Yes,
it's definitely not a massive bird. Right? So I'm delighted to say that our A-list adjudicator this week is a fantastically talented comedian and actor and writer. She has a book coming out next year, I believe. You'll have seen her on Live at the Apollo. She's been all over the telly in America. It is the one and only Andy Osho.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Am I being unreasonable not to get a new hamster cage?
So, I mean, I want to know what the hamster setup is at the moment.
No, you can't know. You can't know.
Roaming free. I'm going to say, no, you're not being unreasonable for not getting a new hamster cage.
It's just a hamster?
Sod him. It's only a bloody hamster. Is it a picnic hamster?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.